USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on Democrats to get busy after failing to impeach him. Speaking with some governors at the White House, the president says there's plenty of things that can be done on a bipartisan basis.
But we're ready to go with a big infrastructure bill if they're ready to approve it. We're also ready to lower drug prices very substantially. We did last year was the first time in 51 years that drug prices, prescription drug prices went down. First time in 51 years. But to get them really down, we have to do exactly what we're doing. We need the votes of the Democrats.
Attorney General Bill Barr is expressing his outrage over two police officers who were shot in New York City.
I have the full support of this administration and this Department of Justice.
The gunman opened fire on two police officers over the weekend and is due in court today. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reminds the National Governors Association that governors should be vigilant in their business interactions with China. This as the United States is still working out a trade deal with China. How have our business interactions changed when working with China under President Trump versus former President Barack Obama? Mara Vistenstahl is a Far East expert.
So over the past 10 years, the Justice Department and the FBI have shifted their focus to industrial espionage and trade secret stuff from China. Last week, FBI Director Christopher Wray said that there are over 1,000 active investigations involving China. This emphasis has been ratcheted up under the Trump administration.
President Trump will look to rally support in New Hampshire by holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one taking place tonight. The event is scheduled for 7 o'clock Eastern Time in Manchester, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
When it comes to the workplace, there are many stereotypes that are placed on millennials and Generation Z that are just not true, according to a new study from Belleville University's Human Capital Lab. The lab found that millennials and Generation Z workers are just as much driven by compensation and have leadership ambitions just as much as their older counterparts do. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with nationwide business consultant and leadership expert David Marquet, who says this is the exact same things he says when he consults businesses.
The DNA of the human race didn't change in one, two, or ten generations. So I was a math geek. So I know that if A equals B, B equals A. If millennials are like us, we're just like millennials. And the thing is, the world around us is changing. Did our grandparents want jobs that mattered? Do we want to not put up with a jerky boss? Of course. But they also wanted food on the table. And that trumped the other things. So the way millennials are sort of asking to be respected and treated is actually the way we should be treating everybody already.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1763 when the Seven-Year War, a global conflict known in America as the French and Indian War, ends with the signing of the Treaty of Paris by France and Great Britain and Spain. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.